Okay, we're starting hour number three here on the morning show. It is 8:07, and joining me in the studio is Deputy Sheriff for Johnson County Sheriff's. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, Doug Schultz. So, we're not talking about law enforcement stuff right now.
No, we're talking about community stuff. Yeah, we're talking golf, baby.
You've got kind of a really cool idea for something that's coming up here fairly soon.
Yeah, we do. I mean, obviously, it takes money to make programs work, and so I'm a DARE officer and also help with our Camp Postcard program. And those are both programs we work with kids in the community, and we take them to the Postcard is a camp we take kids to every summer for a week, and we do team building and leadership stuff. And then DARE is a program that has changed from what it was in the 80s, and now it helps kids, helps teach kids how to make good decisions. And so to fund both those programs, we do a couple things. We do a raffle in the fall, or in this early spring, and then now in August we're doing a night golf. This is our fourth annual night golf tournament for DARE and Camp Postcard. And it's this Friday, it's the 18th. We do a dinner where we feed all the participants at 7:30, and we have some silent auction items, dinners, meals at HF Bar, and those kind of things. And then we have a heck of a time doing nine-hole night golf. And we light up the course with glow-in-the-dark stuff. They play with LED balls, but it is a hoot. It's fun to be out watching all these just streamers of lights going when people hit the balls and hearing adults laugh and giggle like little kids. And so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. How many people do you expect to be out there Friday?
Last year we had a full gamut. We started with two teams on each hole. We do still have space for teams to sign up. They can do that at the sheriff's office. There's registration forms at the front desk, and then they just need to fill them out with handicaps and pay. It's only $150 for a four-man team, and that includes the night stuff, a T-shirt, and the meal for that night. And so, but it's a lot of fun.
Now, are the T-shirts glow in the dark too?
No,
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea, but those are a little pricier than regular shirts. This year, I think we're going with gold on black. In the past, we've had other different colors, but it's a lot of fun. But I'll look into that. If the prices go down, we'll have those.
Well, I think it would be fun just to go out there and watch.
Oh yeah, I say a hoot. It's a good time to hear adults get out there and just, you know, you see the balls going, and a lot of time at golf at night, I call it the great equalizer for golf, darkness. But at night it's different because there's so much more focus on what you're doing. And some of the people actually golf a little bit better. We have different prize holes where they can win prizes for longest drive and longest putt and on the closest in two and some of those different kind of deals. We have a lot of great sponsors that have helped us with this in the past. We got five or six, I think, main sponsors, which is SG Welsh, Uranium One, First Interstate Bank, Chesbro Electric, Bozeman Trail Steakhouse, the Casey Sinclair, and then also the Invasion Bar and Grill joined us this year, too, and they've all been great sponsors. And it is just a great time to come help celebrate kids and have fun, really.
Yeah, last year was the first opportunity I've had to go to the fifth grade DARE graduation. Mm-hmm. That was pretty impressive. Some of the essays that were read, some really talented kids.
I meet a lot of people that grew up here, and they're, you know, I see kids that, oh, I can't wait to get out of Buffalo. But it's funny because when they start having their own kids, they realize this is a great place to raise kids. And I have the privilege to go and actually work with kids in the schools. I'm the DARE officer down in KC primarily, mm-hmm. but I do help the guys out here up in Buffalo. And we do have great kids. Every year we take them on a graduation trip where we take all of the fifth graders, both KC and Buffalo, and we take them to South Dakota to the Black Hills, and they're able to hit a water park. We do a cave tour where we go down in one of the caves in the Black Hills, and then we finish at Reptile Garden. And the kids are great just to work with and to take on the trip. And for we kind of hold it out there as a reward. And we see a lot of kids do a lot of fun stuff through the years. We select then from our fifth graders kids to go to the camp that we do in conjunction with Volunteers of America. And
Camp Postcard.
Yeah, Camp Postcard. And it's a great opportunity to see those kids really learn about leadership and how to be a leader, but also how to be a follower sometimes. And so we do have some great kids here in town, and that's what it's all about. We're doing the night golf just as a fun thing, but it really helps us to put on those programs for the kids.
Yeah. Well, I know that I saw your post from the camp postcard. They just have a week of just, it's fun and pretty emotional towards
the end of the week. It's amazing the relationships you build in a short time. As much as I love DARE, it's a 10-week program, and we're able to build relationships. But camp's a little different because instead of just being there once a week in a very controlled setting at school, we're there with the kids 24 hours a day, and we see all the ups and downs of homesickness and working through not getting along with somebody on the team to getting along. And we work as a county group with both Johnson, and since we're so close, we also work with a lot of the Sheridan County kids. We kind of paired up over the past few years. And it's really been a great thing to work both with the officers from Sheridan, but also with the kids in our general area. I also ref basketball, so I get to see a lot of these kids for a long time. And it's, I've been doing this long enough now where it's been fun seeing some of the kids I had when I first started doing fifth grade DARE now graduating and moving on and going out into college and some of those kind of things. So it's been a lot of fun for me.
Well, I work with Johnson County Mentoring, and I'm trying to find people that commit themselves to working with kids, but to work with kids and see that you can make a difference. You think, well, okay, once a week or occasionally, what's the value? The value is tremendous, because if you work with that kid, you may be that one time that you're with them, that may be the only time that week that somebody listens to them.
Well, and with the things that we struggle with in our communities in Wyoming specifically, whether it's the alcohol and drug addiction that we hope kids don't fall into, or whether it's suicide, which has kind of hit the front burner recently in our area with changes of jobs and those kind of things, families getting ready to move away. Really, to me, working with children in our communities, for anybody, whether it's law enforcement or radio show host, the big deal is, to me, it's like planting an oak. You don't do that for now. You do that for the long game. And really, we have to look at that investment in our kids as we're not doing it just for now. We're doing it for the long game. Sure, we want them to have a good time and enjoy their childhood, but we also want them to be, successful, contributing members of society. And I think when adults care enough to invest in a child, that's what really happens. We really are able to strengthen them, build them up, and give them some of the things, the tools they need in life to make it through some of the hard times. We all have hard times in life. But really, it's teaching them to overcome some of those things. I think that's where adults' investment in kids can really help.
Sure, absolutely. And, of course, it takes money, and that's why you do some fundraisers, like you're getting ready to do this Friday.
Yeah, definitely. And night golf, I mean, $150 really isn't outrageous for a golf tournament. It is only 9 holes. And we start with a shotgun start at 8:45. And just from the time we kick off to the time it finishes, it's fun just to see people come back into the clubhouse, smiles on their faces, and that's when the work for me begins to go out and pick everything up. But it's really a great time. It's fun to see adults act like little kids and just have a great time at the night golf. And just seriously, to hear them giggle, I mean, grown men giggling and grown women giggling out on the golf course because the shot will go bad, and you know it right away because you can see that tracer of light at night. But it is a hoot, and it's a lot of fun.
Probably easier to find in the rough.
Yeah, we haven't lost any balls yet. We do sell mulligans, so people, if they do have a bad shot, they're able to play those through the course. It's a good time. It's funny because you know immediately whether you got a good shot or a bad shot. But like you said, you don't lose your ball very easily since they light up so well.
If somebody's listening and they'd like to play, can they register online or they go to the golf club?
No, I haven't got that high tech yet. Okay. We're still old school here in Buffalo.
All right. So how do they register to play?
They need to stop by the sheriff's office, the PD sheriff's office there on Fort Street. They can pick up a registration. We need to have it filled out with 4 team members and a contact person for who the captain is. It's $150 for a 4-man team. That includes the meal, the t-shirts, the light-up balls. We give each player 1 ball, and then they can buy, like I said, additional mulligans. But it's a great time. Come join us on Friday night at 7:30 at the golf course.
And you kick, and it's shotgun start at 8:45.
Yep. We do a meal and silent auction, and then we get everybody out on the course a little bit after 8, probably 8:30. Uh-oh. Somebody wants to play golf. I thought I silenced my phone. We do a shotgun start at 8:45, and usually by close to midnight we're finishing up. So it's a late night, but it is a good time. We have some kids, or it's a kid friendly course and game, and so we have a lot of parents coming and playing with their kids. So there you go.
Should be fun. And, you know, since I got you in the studio, I had your boss in here last week.
He's awesome. My boss is great, in case he's listening. I love him.
And the sheriff was, of course, we talked about the Eclipse coming up. That's next week. And I know that you spend a lot of time down there in the KC area. KC could be a busy time for law enforcement down there.
You know, I remember the first eclipse back in the 70s that hit through this area.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I'm never going to be old enough to see the next one, and here it is already. it could be busy. You know, we just want people to be careful. We want them to pay attention to their surroundings and really just focus on what they're doing. I just posted something on my Facebook. I'll try to get it on the SO Facebook page about just how it's unsafe to look directly at the sun and those kind of things. And there's just some things they really need to be thinking about. My understanding is NASA is going to be filming, and really the safest way to view the eclipse is not through your device, but actually when it's filmed by a crew that has all the polarization and all the things they need, right, to protect their eyes and stuff. So we just want people to be careful and safe while they're enjoying this.
Yeah, there's a lot of
elliptical time.
There's a lot of stuff out there that says, you know, buy these glasses and you can watch them. Just be careful in what you decide to buy. So.
Yeah, and I've seen some of those around town. Parents need to remember those don't fit kids, and kids tend to look around and, you know, think they're okay. The big thing is the UV rays, and you can burn spots of vision in your vision. So people just really do need to be careful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Officer Doug Schultz, Doug, thanks for being on.
Hey,
this morning.
You.
And promoting
Night Golf Friday, baby.
Night Golf on Friday night.
Yep.
As fundraiser for DARE. Thanks, Doug.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
We'll be right back.